I love to share something important with all the women tuning in. As many of us encounter fluctuations in our hormones at some point, you know, whether it's related to cortisol or estrogen or whatever it is, the effects can manifest in various ways like sleep disruptances or changes in our appetite or bloating or discomfort. We've all been there. We all have periods of this indeed. And some of the listeners might be navigating through menopause or perimenopause or have a woman in their life that they know might be dealing with this right now. And so regardless of age or your situation, Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is committed to simplifying women's lives. They prioritize using scientifically backed ingredients that are proven to be effective for women without compromising their quality. Hormone Harmony isn't just tailored for menopause. Any woman experiencing changes in her hormonal levels can benefit from it. However, it's particularly effective for alleviating the challenging symptoms associated with menopause, such as hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and mood swings, disrupted sleep and persistent fatigue, occasional bloating and discomfort, loss of intimacy drive. Hormone Harmony addresses these issues comprehensively, and so one of its most significant advantages would be to help women feel themselves again, which is a sentiment that is echoed in the multitude of reviews, over 17,000 to be exact. And so, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com for 15% off your entire order when you use the code MAGIC at checkout. This is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Just alleviating that energy by simply bringing whatever comes through into creation and allowing that energy, instead of bottling up inside of you, to be released onto something will be so freeing and healing for your mind, for your soul. And I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you to tap in. So perhaps hit pause. Now let the magic begin. Hello, and Jaima Yomis. It's Raquel, and today I am going solo. La 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 la. It's been a minute, I know. It's been a minute since I've had a solo moment on the podcast, but thank you to those of you who have been requesting a solo, because I'm like, oh, you want to listen to me?
Oh, thank you. My double Leo is so delighted. Just kidding. Anyways, like many of you, right now I am in quarantine and chilling. Though apparently I didn't realize this, but my normal lifestyle is, I guess, referred to as quarantine. You know? Who would have thought? Yeah, I definitely borrowed that from a quarantine meme floating around, and you've probably seen it before, so I did think about it. I was like, man, this is what I typically do. I'm typically kind of isolating a little bit, you know? I'm typically just in my own little corridors by my lonesome self. Lonesome, not the word I'm looking for, but by my own self. Anyway, I hope that you're staying well and staying positive. Staying in and even going within, which of course, you know, if you're struggling with quarantine and self-isolation and just whatever else is going on during this time, or you don't even know where to begin in order to best perhaps utilize all of this time you now have for yourself under your own roof in your own room, perhaps utilizing this time for the expansion of your consciousness, of your human, your soul. Well, perhaps you've just been guided to the place, this place, for a reason. As my intention is to spark something inside of you that reminds you why. What has been going on the past few years, decade, whatever, there's so many shiny, glittery objects all around us that draw our attention and distract us from, well, us. Yet now we're all experiencing more solitude than ever before, whether this is desired from our mind or not. This is what it seems to be a divine desire, as the collective is asked to remain in their homes. And I mean, I'm personally here for it. I am all about it. Yes, keep me sequestered all you want. I am down. I'm happy. Please, let's do this. Actually, but let me also go outside in nature on occasion. Thank you very much. More like on the daily. Though I've been in bed. And mostly inside, you'll know why. I'll get into that. But, well, yeah, I've been sick this week. And not fully in solitude, surprisingly, because when the news broke out, my parents and I, my folks and I, happened to be under the same roof. And then I could have decided to break free, but, you know, I had an 103 degree fever. And when that happens, you don't really want to go anywhere or do anything. And so I am experiencing less solitude than ever before as far as being in the same roof as others. However, they do understand my nature, and given my nature, they definitely honor that. That truly makes me just feel more open to being around them, as I love them so, so, so much. And honestly, I'm so thankful to have them around. Many of you as well might have your family around, and that can be such a challenge. I know when we're walking this spiritual path, I think it was Dan Millman that said, you think you're enlightened and awakened until you get around your family, and boy, are they your mirrors? Are they truly there to test you, to awaken you, to shake you up even more? In the best way, though, I indeed am so grateful for the time I've spent with them, because I only can see a greater open heart and expansion and understanding of so many things. It's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, shall we say. So having compassion for where he's at and also where my mom is at. And may I also just say thank you. Thank you to everybody choosing to stay inside and washing your hands so those who are vulnerable, such as my 75-year-old dad and my mom who happens to have Graves' disease, and anybody else who is elderly or may live in a chronic state of fear or anxiety about this, just on behalf of them, thank you, so it doesn't spread to them. Of course, when you begin to awaken beyond this, how could we possibly judge anyone who can't really or struggle to see light in a time such as this. Though, of course, it's 100% possible. It's 100% possible because at the truth, at the core of them, they most definitely can. But I do understand with so many layers and other interruptions that distract them from many universal truths, I understand it's not easy for people to shift their perspective or their view of the world when they're not even aware that they have the power to do so or that they can do so. That there is other realities beyond the reality that they see, more positive, light, heart-opening realities. How can one see that if they don't know that that truly does exist, you know? I do think that perhaps a decade ago, before I started to awaken to all of this, I would look out and, of course, the greenery, the ocean, everything was beautiful, but once you start trekking along the spiritual journey and the more you meditate and the more you go deeper and the more you open up to other possibilities, the more vibrant nature looks, the more vibrant your surroundings look. But how can one see this without being shooken up a little bit? And so perhaps there is some beauty and light to this coronavirus, as maybe, just maybe, it is accelerating and opening the hearts and the minds and the eyes of those that have been very indoctrinated in the older paradigm. Now, that is not what this rant is about at all. I just sometimes go on a little sidetrack there for a little bit, but you know what? I'm keeping that in because I think that that was a little important and it came out for whatever reason. Anyway, so again, I indeed have compassion for where people are at and have compassion, honestly, for their fears. I could not possibly hate those, as why would we? Why would we bring more fire to the fire? And instead, understand that perhaps some people haven't had time to quiet their mind and allow those words to simply just flow away, releasing all that stagnant energy and the fears within that are just coming up and being molded into this thing called the coronavirus. I'm not saying that the coronavirus is the embodiment of their fears. I mean, what if that was? But I'm not at all saying that. But of course, a lot of the fears and anxieties that have been harbored within for so long for many are now coming to surface, and they're able to point the finger at the coronavirus. Yet, of course, it's brought so much unity and deep love from divine source and deep love from our neighbors, our strangers, and compassion. And though, why did it take something like this to get more people to really help others? I don't know. I truly don't know. But it does show, and it maybe will show, how abundant we all are, that this free time people are gifting others, helping others, is only going to award them more beauty and abundance and happiness. And that is honestly a beautiful thing. I don't care if they believe in a higher power, or though that would be wonderful, or God or Source or the universe or Arcturians or Palladians. I don't care what they believe in. The only thing, though, that I want people to feel at this time especially is just love, divine love, and let go of the fear, because that fear probably welcomes the coronavirus. I wonder what the kryptonite of the coronavirus might be, you know? And that's probably love. But how could they be aware that they can shift their mind and their heart's perspective to bring more ease and less anxiety to what's going on, and bring more abundance and less scarcity to what's going on, and feel more compassion and have less fear as far as everything that's going on? So it'll be interesting to see if this really does shake up and awaken the world in a way that nothing else really could, unless anything else would probably just take longer, you know? So I mean, it's time. Mama Earth, she's ready to ascend. She has been ascending, clearly, and she's clearing up. I mean, you've seen the waters. See, that is actually one of those fears that I've had been holding on to deep down for a long time, is this little fear and honestly sadness of our unconscious movements and motives in this world, such as some things I'm guilty of as well, which is a lot of driving and travel and air travel, just bringing more pollution and contributing to more pollution into the world. But with the stop at the planes for a while and also car to transport to even just the grocery store or something, you know? Like, have you seen how the air has cleared? NASA has provided this information, which is so wild. And also the Venice Canal is clearing up and now dolphins are coming back. They're coming back home and being able to swim through the canals. What a beautiful thing. So there is some beauty, but at the same time, I don't want to dismiss those who are experiencing the actual virus and feeling extremely sick or worried about those that are vulnerable that are their loved ones or worried about themselves because they might be vulnerable. They might be a senior or they might have some sort of chronic disease or diabetes or something. So of course, I totally understand. Totally understand why. I mean, you're human, of course. I would probably also have that fear too. In fact, no, I've been sick this past week. I had a fever at 103 and my mind went hyper wild for a second. I was like, what if I have the coronavirus and I spread this to my parents and both of them get it and they die under this roof? And, you know, like my mind indeed went there, but of course I caught it. I caught that in time. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to allow this to take over and consume my mind. I'm going to bring love within my vessels and cells and allow that love to fuel me. I'm going to throw on this Joe Dispenza meditation and just ease my mind and feel and open up and allow myself to receive more divine wisdom and information that I can just share with my family as well and bring more ease to their mind. In fact, from this fever I've had, which shook me up a little bit because I don't know if I would have taken this whole virus thing so seriously knowing me, because I tend to just think, why are we all not allowing ourselves to live, you know? That did open my eyes to the fact that, okay, this is something that my parents, if they did get, perhaps it could affect their life in some way, and I don't want that. So of course, not only was I staying away from them, but also I was helping my dad transcend his anger toward the spread. I am not going to get political at all by any means on this podcast, but he's just not a Trump person, let's just put it that way. And then also, how could I help transcend, you know, his anger or fear into gratitude? And so he's been so grateful for his wellness and the fact that he's 75 years old yet doesn't act or feel 75 years old, and that he forgets that he's in the senior category. He forgets he's in the elderly category. They say that people 70 and above are the most vulnerable, and it didn't even cross his mind that he is in that category. And then he realized and he's like, oh wow, focus on the fact that he doesn't feel he's 70 and above. So just bringing more gratitude there to that space and inspire him to also just not watch the news as much. He especially, he can't have it around when I'm around, because I do feel anxiety creep in when I hear the news, though I do like to keep up to date, especially with what's going on with the world right now. I like to know what's going on. A simple Google search, coronavirus update, is nice enough for me, but you know, hearing the vibration, the delivery the newsroom brings doesn't deliver to me more ease or peace. So something wild just happened right as I was editing this section of the episode. I hear my dad listening to the news and, you know, getting a little frustrated and frazzled over something with Trump. I don't even know. And so I walk out there just to calm him down, ease his mind, perhaps even shift his attention somewhere else. And we're talking for a bit about all the things just so he can release and then relax a bit, which was beautiful, and he did. And then the news was coming on and I put my hand up in a stop motion gesture up towards the television, letting him know that this was just not the best information to take in at this time right before bed, and it stopped. Suddenly, the television completely froze. It was two anchors talking about the coronavirus. The television completely froze, and my dad, his jaw dropped. He looked at the TV wide-eyed, looked at me, and he was like, can you turn that back on with your hand, please? It was so crazy. Ugh, that was so crazy. They're doing what they can to stay healthy, to stay uplifted, and being grateful for the time that we have right now in this present moment without worrying too much about the future. And it's been such a beautiful lesson to experience this with my parents. I think that Source Divine Guidance knows I could easily just, you know, be comfortable if I were on my own in this isolation phase, this quarantine phase. But for me, for my expansion, indeed being around family is a challenge for my older paradigm. But this new paradigm, I'm truly shifting that into true love. I mean, it's just such a reminder as well. Like when I had that 103 degree fever and feeling sick all week and everything, I'm like, man, I just have so much love and gratitude for my parents. I'll do anything for them, and I'll be extra cautious and wash my hands and wipe down the countertops and make sure not to touch my face and stay inside, yada yada, just so they don't get it as well. And it's just a reminder of how much I love them. And I see all of that within all of us too, and how much we care about all of humanity, that people are staying inside. Even if they know if they were to contract the virus, they would be fine. But how beautiful is it that people are staying inside just to help keep others alive, doing that for others that they don't even know, humans that they don't even know, but it's just because they're human and they love humans. We love humans. We all love humans. Whether we think we do on some days or not. Whether they drive us insane some days or not. But yeah. Side note, another thing that I'm doing with my folks. Well, you know how the virus, you get the virus. One of the ways that I'm aware of is when it enters your eye or mouth or nose in any way that it's exposed inside. I guess it's not airborne, which is good. But my dad and I have been practicing just not touching our faces, because when you touch your face and it gets in your eye, your mouth, your nose, you get the virus, you know? So we've been practicing not touching our faces like I do for shifting my negative thoughts. So, you know, when you get a negative or distracting egoic thought and that arises, you bring awareness to the thought, recognize it as an untruth, and transcend that thought into something more positive, something of least resistance, of course, as well, so you don't feel like you're faking it, you're forcing it. So now, when I touch my face, which is surprisingly like 20 times a freaking hour, no joke, I'll bring awareness to it, then consciously, well, stop. And stop touching my face, you know? And perhaps maybe I should even throw in some sort of mantra like, girl, get your fingers off your face. You do not want that virus. No, just kidding. And also, that would be the worst mantra. You got to keep it positive. You got to keep it in the present, right? Mantras, that's the way to be. That's the way the soul listens. The universe listens. Oh my. If you caught all of that, what I just said, by the way, amazing. And if you didn't, I don't blame you. But I hope you're washing your hands. You know, taking that time as well to wash your hands for 20 seconds is delicious. Doing 20 deep breaths mindfully. Ugh. I mean, seriously, just try it even once and it feels so good. Or you can also do like my dad does and sing happy birthday to yourself. I don't know. And of course, boost immunity. Now, that's a huge thing. I'll be talking about hum later in this episode. But as far as the three ingredients to keep your immunity high, I'm talking propolis, I'm talking echinacea, and elderberry from anywhere. I mean, elderberry has such a potent effect against the flu and virus. And silver, colloidal silver, I think that's what it's called. Colloidal silver. Making sure my parents have been taking all that, keeping their immune system a beast. So that way, if they do contract it, you know, maybe their symptoms will be milder or they'll be asymptomatic. And then 4, stay inside. What the remainder of this episode will be focused on as well, to keep you entertained while you stay inside. And more than just entertained, but also give you that space, a welcome that space that you're freeing up to really expand your consciousness and discover, explore more within yourself to expand your consciousness and have that time to really, really dive deep. I mean, this is the time. And I'm excited for all of us. And I don't know about you or any other introverts who might be listening, but my resistance to the governor of California imploring everyone and their grandma to stay inside was, you know, pretty much nada. Actually, I take that back. Staying indoors forever sounds like a nightmare, and I'm already doing what I can to keep myself, as I think the majority of my hours are usually spent outdoors. Unless I'm sick, like this week, I am okay with staying inside most of the day. But self-isolation, no resistance. No resistance whatsoever. I thrive on that and would love to help many of you thrive on that too. I mean, this is a time for a spiritualist to truly be cool with going within. By the way, before I even decided this topic of today's episode, I did reach out on Instagram and ask many of you what you are doing during this time, and I figured I might as well share. So, peace, love, and Nora, meditating and reading. Pam Rios, re-listening to old Yom episodes. By the way, what are you guys' thoughts on me just posting clips throughout the week? Maybe one or two a week, maybe more, maybe less. No less than one, though. Marin Altman, lots of pod creating, video filming, and yoga. By the way, Marin just started a new podcast called Modern Magic, and I believe I was her first guest she interviewed. Such an honor. Such an honor. We did it at retreat. She came to Sedona retreat, and she also came to the Bali retreat. So do I love Marin? Absolutely. She feels like a sister. And then also Katie, who went to both the Bali retreat and the Sedona retreat, she responded, lots of journaling and inner work and a little Netflix thrown in at night. Yeah, I mean, come on, you gotta also allow your soul to do the work. So, you know, I am a spiritualist who is all for Netflix and chilling, especially during this time we're quarantining and chilling. You gotta allow yourself some space for entertainment. You get to witness art that was created by others, these visions that came to mind from others. There is nothing wrong with Netflix. Wait, interrupting that thought as I totally space what Netflix and chillin' is, or Netflix and chill is. You know, if you got a partner as well during this time, you are so lucky. I'm just saying. But otherwise, it truly is Netflix and chill in with a bowl of popcorn. I still don't understand why feeling guilty about watching television is a thing in the spiritual community. I don't. As long as you don't overconsume, you know? Your soul, everyone's got a limit for sure, because you got to have time to create for yourself. But sometimes observing other creations sparks more creativity within you and just branches from there, which we talk about in next week's episode with NQ. Okay, so other people said, Aurora La Luz, she wrote, doing my inner and soul purpose work, y'all. I love it. Color Her Wild, journaling like crazy. Looks like a lot of people love to journal. Lauren Hendricks, meditating, yoga, organizing my apartment, and slowing down. This is what everyone gets the opportunity to do, is slow down. Nicole Ann Kim, who also came to the Sedona retreat, she wrote, meditating and making playlists. Miss and love you. I miss and love you too, Nicole. And yeah, playlists. I've got some playlists, Raquel Mantra on Spotify. And more people wrote, let's see, scrolling through, more people wrote yoga, like Parnia Razi and the Divine Light Hub. I don't know if you just heard my dad's voice in the background. The Art of Hannah Creating. We'll be doing a lot of creating. Let's see, Aaron Schell, Nature Therapy, Teal Swan videos, and Trevor Hall music. Yep, I've already been down that road as well during this time. And Chez Beauty, listening to more music. By the way, Chez is an amazing singer. And it looks like you got a new username. I like it. Sweetly Selena, hosting live yoga vids. I love that. I love that people are like hosting and sharing what they're passionate about and helping others through this time. I think that I would like to just do a live for free, no salesy pitches or anything, just for funsies, like a Yomi Zoom hangout. Let me know if you guys would be down for that. That would just be super fun, you know? Okay, Blondie, journaling, meditating, play with my cat, and write all my feelings out. There we go. These people, they know, they get it. Lauren Nickel, lots of bath time, songwriting, and yoga sessions. Songwriting, what a beautiful creative outlet. Aubrielle Collins' homework and going to a cabin this weekend in Tahoe. Oh, that's amazing. Also, what a great place to sequester yourself. Dearest me.love, which I know this girl, Alexandra, she went to the retreat as well. For now, a lot of sleep and writing, working toward cleaning and inner work. Alexandra, I love you. You are on it. You know you get it. Simone Sunrise, yoga mat outside of my backyard, and Yom Brie Melanson channeling. Ooh, gold. Love when Brie channels. It's so fun. If you ever get the experience to also witness this in person, I highly recommend it because it's powerful. It's one thing listening to it, but it's another thing being in the presence of it and feeling the energy of that entity that is channeling and channeling her vessel. It's amazing. Ella Hall, I've been riding my bike up and down my driveway. It keeps me calm during quarantine. I love that. Oh, the driveway. Oh my gosh, you must have a long driveway. That's really adorable, actually. I love that. Anissa, painting, Pilates, phone talk, and cooking. See, all the things. And there's so many more. Let's see. Caitlin O, planting tons of seedlings, taking hot baths, and bonding with my puppy. This is the time to bond with the puppy. Okay. Oh, before I put this away, I just saw Kayla's name. Kayla May.day. She also came to the retreat. And so she wrote working. She used a helicopter emoticon because emoticon. Who says that? Emoji. Helicopter emoji because she's a paramedic in Austin. And she has an insanely crazy job working with people that, you know, are really going through it. So I really, really honor her and what she has to do at this time. And then she wrote, and missing Sedona and missing you. I'm going to have to write back. So I'm scrolling through. I'd love to, let's see, I see Reiki and other people, Marie Kondoing my life from the inside and out. You can see it in my stories. Oh, I like that. Oh, Marie Kondoing from the inside out. And this was from Oyana. I love it. So many people, there's so many amazing ideas. It's also super important to not only see what everyone else is doing, but you know deep down what really lights you up or what you're curious about. And this is the time to do it. One of my soul family members and also Your Own Magic past guest, Ainsley McLeod, sent out a letter to his old soul audience. And the ending of it, he wrote, every soul longs for passion, and creative outlets are a wonderful way of feeding that passion, whether it's art, movement, music, gardening, baking, or whatever calls. This is important anytime, but especially right now. The number of days, weeks, or months it takes for this pandemic to calm down will pass by no matter what you do. And since we don't know how long we'll be social distancing, as long as you're healthy and able, I encourage you to find the activity that feeds your soul and spend time indulging it. In every spare moment between now and the end of the year, you'll find me in my happy place, in front of a canvas, with my palette and brush in hand, indulging in moments of joy. Peace and love, Ainsley. So this had me asking, what is my canvas and what is my brush in my hand? And one canvas indeed is when I just pull out my computer and my microphone and I just begin to chat to you. One creative outlet is indeed this podcast, and another will always be writing poetry. I have hundreds and hundreds of poetry, some that still resonate, some that don't, and some that shared with the world and most that has not been. And that part doesn't matter, but what matters is that it's been a creative outlet for my soul and for my release and for my healing and for my expansion. And also, though, another piece that my soul has desired for so long is yearning for more. And this is the time for all of us. So I'm not only speaking to you, I'm speaking to both of us. I'm indeed not preaching to you as if I have all the knowledge and I have all the answers, but I'm just sharing what I think is important for all of us during this time. In self-quarantine, when I am on my own and on myself, I do spend that time to go within, which I will talk about in a moment. But one thing that I think is important for all of us before we do all that deep diving work, or while we do all that deep diving work is also just something that keeps our mind at ease and our body at peace, because it's not like we're going to sit there and cry all day. We might, but it's not like we are always going to. And so one thing to do during this time is to find a new creative outlet to explore. So again, what is a canvas you're curious about? What is the brush in your hand? Are you going to have an actual canvas in front of you with an actual paintbrush and palette in hand and just begin to actually just paint? I truly, truly do feel that when you open up to new creative outlets, you're opening up other pathways inside to explore and receive other downloads from higher source. And just allow whatever comes through you to be universal truths that are explored and shared on a canvas, on a paper, in writing, in poetry, in painting, in movement, pictures, in scripts, in singing, in whatever way. But what a beautiful way for all of us to align with universal truths that ultimately usually share the expression of love and transcend art, and being a receiver and a creator of art, which we all are capable of, is one of the greatest transcenders, I would say, if that's even a word, transcenders for most all things that we might be going through. It helps ease our bodies, our minds during times of anxiety and fear, such as now. So right now is such an important time to not only give yourself the opportunity, the space to explore some creative outlets, because why not? We have the time right now. But also to alleviate whatever might arise, the fears that might arise. Perhaps you're worried about what's going to happen with you financially, or even having a job, or your future, or your family that might be vulnerable to the sickness. Maybe you're pregnant or have little children and you're just worried about them being able to eat next week, the next few months. There's so much. Even just having an hour, 2 hours, time to yourself to just create something, and it can even just be for your eyes only. No need to share it with anyone else. Perhaps you might want to share it, perhaps you don't. That is fine. But just alleviating that energy by simply bringing whatever comes through into creation and allowing that energy, instead of bottling up inside of you, to be released onto something will be so freeing and healing for your mind, for your soul. And I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you to tap in. So perhaps hit pause, take a few breaths, and ask yourself what creative outlets you'll continue to explore or enhance or just dabble in during this time. Perhaps even just select two. During this time, you will just dabble in or enhance or continue to explore. Just trusting that whatever you find passion in, that will somehow allow this stuck and stagnant energy within yourself to release, so that way you may continue your journey of expansion, ascension, awakenment, which, by the way, is a word. I just freedictionary.com'd it. Awakenment. I didn't know that was a word. And perhaps even give you confidence and more trust in the fact that you are a vessel receiving such profound universal truths from higher power, because you are one with that power. And encouraging others, they don't have to do it for the reasons of releasing stuck energy, because that will just happen naturally. If they don't resonate with the spiritual yada yadas, that's fine. But simply encouraging them to create will simply just also elevate their self-esteem, their confidence, which of course naturally elevates their vibration, which naturally awakens them, yada yada. So even just the simple act of creating and encouraging others to create will indeed make Mama Gaia, divine guidance, happy about this divine intervention. And you know what? They're not sponsoring this episode, but I might as well shout out Skillshare, right? I mean, they usually sponsor episodes. They sponsor every other week, but they're not sponsoring this week. However, I'm just going to give them a little free shout out. If you didn't know, you can receive 2 months for free when you use our URL, skillshare.com/your own magic. And, you know, I'll even put it in the show notes under not sponsored, but mentioned in this episode. Skillshare. I'll be sending you an invoice. Just kidding. No, but they're amazing to go to. It's 2 months for absolutely free when you go to skillshare.com/your own magic. And they have so many classes, thousands of classes on creativity. So if you don't even know where to begin with painting and you love guidance, it's free. It's a free resource to learn most any creative endeavor. So again, skillshare.com/your own magic. And you know what? While I'm at it, since I am talking about sponsors now, well, who is actually sponsoring this episode is Hum. So I might as well use this time to interrupt, and instead of fast forwarding, would love for you to listen, and then we'll get back into the flow of creation. So B12, many of us listening, whether we are vegan or not, may benefit from a high potency B12 like the one Hum Nutrition provides. As B12 is shown to not only support energy levels, but also may influence our mood and hormone balance. And by the way, a deficiency in this can lead to a decrease in protein breakdown and neurotransmitter production. So buy brain cells and healthy hair and skin and nails. No, I would like to receive and enhance more of you. Actually, what I really do love about Hum as well is that they're not only affordable, like their bottle of B12, 30 vegan tablets is only $10. But on top of that, you receive Your Own Magic's discount, which is 20% off. And that is when you use the promo code MAGIC at checkout. And Hum's quality is unparalleled. I have full trust in them as their formulas and ingredients are so meticulously selected to ensure our greatest benefit. And also, they make sure to have the least environmental impact as possible. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, gluten-free, GMO-free, and their vitamins are vegetarian and vegan-friendly. And Hum states that in cases where there is a lack of plant-based alternatives, they are actively working with suppliers to develop one. So I have an inkling of a feeling they might want to be fully plant-based, but right now, of course, their vegan inventory has increased over the years, which is absolutely amazing. And they also collaborate with registered dietitians and researchers at top universities to continue providing the best formulas that truly will impact the wealth of our health. It seems as though their focus is really helping our hair, skin, and nails, along with our metabolism and digestive health. Ooh, digestive health is huge. But of course, they also have supplements to help with sleep, aging, and getting ripped. They have one called Ripped Rooster. I've used their gut instinct on and off for years for balancing my digestion and receiving potent, high-quality probiotics. And my mom is all about their Turn Back Time right now, which has Polypodium leucotomose. I don't know how to pronounce that. What I do know is that they are grown in Central America and, according to Hum, have been studied for their skin benefits, like preventing harmful effects on the skin associated with sunlight exposure. So, hi Raquel, I actually do need to get more of that. And it also does help with hyperpigmentation. So, hi. So, there's a variety of offerings that you can choose from, and perhaps even consult with one of their personal nutritionists for free, and they'll recommend the best nutrients for you and provide a detailed nutrition report, taking the guesswork out so that you really can just focus on results. So again, 20% off your Hum order. Just go to humnutrition.com and enter the promo code MAGIC at checkout. That's humnutrition.com, promo code MAGIC. Now, continuing forward. So I am so excited for all of us to have this universal excuse to go within right now at this time and just feel less alone. Though maybe a lot of people live in fear. I don't know if anyone's truly suffering, aside from, of course, physical sickness. So this is not undermining that at all. That's completely different. But when I'm talking about suffering, like mental suffering, suffering happens when we believe that we're separate from others. And this is uniting us. This is unifying so many of us. Exactly what this universe has been calling for. And we do need, of course, contrast in order for all of us to expand. So this contrast of the coronavirus, worried for our self-preservation and hoarding toilet paper and all the food in fear that we won't have enough, just shows the limitations and the walls that are driven between many, yet simultaneously at the same time, more even becoming vocal on social media and saying that this is the time for all of us to come together and be together. Though we are physically separate, we're all able to feel more unified than ever by helping each other out and supporting each other's journeys of this insane journey. And so notice the evolution of expansion with love and compassion and kindness. And in my eyes, I see and feel that it's only going to grow greater as more people don't want to live in this state of fear and also no longer fear hierarchy. In fact, I would not be surprised in, you know, 2, 3, 4 decades from now, hierarchy, what is that? Other than that, we really are unifying. And one thing I do know is also a lot of times people will project a lot of fear or anger because they haven't taken that time for themselves and they are just craving, their soul is craving just some quiet time, some simple quiet time. And perhaps instead of transcending all of the negative thoughts that might come to mind, or shifting, I guess I should say, all of the negative thoughts and anger that wants to arise, instead of trying to shift that, perhaps the way to go about it, the path of least resistance when it comes to that, when you're just really not feeling in that state, is shift the negative thoughts into quiet thoughts. Telling yourself it's okay that at this time, I am just going to sit here and be. All that other stuff can wait. It does not need my attention right now. Everything on my agenda, does it really need my attention right now? Imagine just giving yourself the permission to not even bring your attention to entertainment on your phone, on the TV, even creating for a second, but just allowing yourself the time to just quiet and just be. You don't have to put the label of meditation on it, which you can if that excites you, if you're like, this is my time dedicated to meditation. But perhaps even without that, scratch the label, scratch the reward of, oh my gosh, I am meditating right now, look at me, good for me. Instead, what if you just truly allow yourself to peel all those layers and just be, quiet the thoughts for a moment, quiet the needs, and see what comes through, with also quieting the thought, the need to receive, and see what ease may arise. And from this quiet space, perhaps you may feel more open to do a little internal work. Some people are like, okay, how do I do this inner work? Well, there are many things that we, many tools that we can do, that we can explore, but I'll just give a few to not overwhelm you. So if you have a paper, or if you want to write on a digital paper, aka like Microsoft Word or Google Drive, or Day One is actually a journal app that I have on my computer, or if you have a physical journal, which would be amazing with you, or your notes on your phone, but just something to write. So whatever your thoughts are, to begin to write it and transport that onto another surface. Begin writing some of these thoughts, whatever first comes to mind. So when you were younger, you were the most influenced by your environment, and that was going to influence how you perceive your reality for the remainder of your future until you are ready to transmute that. And so with your paper or your digital paper before you, just lying before you, close your eyes. Unless you're driving. If you're driving, just keep it in mind or pause this and come back to it later. So close your eyes. And ask your mind to bring up a memory, the first memory that comes to mind of you when you were 6. no need to question if that would really happen when you were six or not. Just recognize the image that comes to mind. And after this imagery, this memory, come back to your paper, write about it, and see if there's any pattern from your life now that you may have been applying due to this event. Because that event is very prominent in your mind for whatever reason. And perhaps if you can't see any pattern, continue with remembering the details of the story. And then just continue writing about it and see what unfolds. And perhaps that's one simple energetic, I don't want to say issue or block, but just energetic form that has taken place in existence for you at this time. And it's something that you are deciding to recognize and let go, or recognize and bring back, especially if it's a thought of love or gratitude or appreciation or missing someone that was in your past. But yeah, just write about that memory. And when you do this and you just remind yourself of other memories, sometimes you can find a relationship. Often you can find a relationship between your present and that time, which may have shaped you in a way of how you perceive your world. And working from that, you can continue to journal and ask yourself how you can change your relationship with this and have a different perception. Now, for example, let's say you were bullied as a child. I'll just give you my example. So I was bullied physically and verbally when I was in elementary school and just teased, picked on a lot. I was like the loser, right? So I didn't feel worthy, and I had a hard time with my self-worth and self-confidence. And though it wasn't those kids' fault or my fault, I would blame myself just for being me. And so I would remind myself of these memories, specific ones, such as people teasing me on the playground or not letting me being the only one that had to sit alone because nobody wanted to be seen with me or wanted to sit with me. They would kick me out of their group if I would sit with them, or also a kid throwing a ball at my face to make all the other kids laugh. And then I just created this story that I was unliked, and so of course that only infused it, right? And this happened from kindergarten all the way until seventh grade. I create a story that I wasn't really deserving of love or being liked by others. Or I had to prove myself to be loved and liked by others. And if I was loved and liked by others, I would question it and sabotage it. So working with that, I would journal something like, if I want to shift this patterning, my old belief, and I'd write old belief, was I am unlovable, and shift that into I am full of love and kindness, and others deserve my love and kindness, and I deserve their love and kindness, and therefore I continue to spread love and kindness and make other people feel seen and loved and desired. And I do, and to this day I love to. What lights me up is to make people feel seen and loved. That has allowed me to transcend this unlovable energy into something of love and kindness, and helping other people feel seen, because we all deserve to feel seen. So that's just one example, and there's so much more, of course, and that's just a simple way of doing some inner work to transcend these energies and these beliefs that are truly not us and hold us back in some way. And now I do feel and know I am deeply loved I am not any more deserving or less deserving of love than anyone else as well. Maybe become resistant to anything delusional where we might think that we're more deserving of something than anyone else. And that's on a soul level, on a universal level, not true. Not true. We all deserve what we desire. And then the more you do this, the more you get excited about other things that you can manifest, as you know you are deserving of it because you've done the work of why you're not deserving of what it is by doing a lot of journaling. Also, of course, bringing that memory to light and then meditating, that act in and of itself can help release it. Or bringing that memory to light and dancing, bringing that memory to light and then making art from it can release it, can heal it. Making a song of it, making a poem of it can release it, can heal it. But just allowing that to transport from you to something else, a creative outlet, or also just simply journaling about it. And that is one way to do the inner work. Of course, as well, from this journaling, maybe you decide to do some breath work. And Bree has a lot of free breath works on her website, BreeMellinson.com. I mean, she's my go-to breath work gal, of course. And then there's others I'm sure you can find on YouTube for free. And just doing breath work, wow. Everybody has a different experience. That experience is for your expansion. We have a lot of episodes on breath work as well. And I'm sure you can reach out to any of the girls that came on the retreat or whatever, their experience with breath work, because it's all fascinating. But yeah, breath work can really help that transcendence, indeed. In fact, I think it accelerates it tenfold. It's almost like your breath is your own psychedelic. It is. You can use your breath instead of going and taking mushrooms, which is also something I guess you can do during this time if you have access to it. But your breath in and of itself can be a psychedelic trip. Can even be a psychedelic trip as powerful as ayahuasca. And then there's also fun things we can do right now, like, you know, no matter what moon season it is, this is the fun time to work with our guides. I mean, pull out your tarot, see what's going on in your world right now or in your future. Decide to, like, play with tarot however you want. That's always so fun. And there are some people that also wrote that they're playing with tarot during this time, of course. Or even journal to them, dear guides, dear angels, whatever, or pull out a pendulum and begin asking questions, seeing if your pendulum is going to swing yes or no. Meditate and connect. I mean, visualize that beam streaming from the crown of your head all the way to your root chakra as you sit down. One beam in the center. Like Ashley Wood has talked about on the podcast, the line within, a line within. Maybe even grab your selenite or other types of crystals that are like, hey, this is like an angel crystal. You know what? This is also a fun time to play with crystals. Make crystal grids. You know, all those fun witchy things that we all like to do. A lot of people are also saying cleaning. And so it's very important to clear and cleanse the space with the power of your crystals. And also, if you have some sage or some other herbs that you can burn, burn your favorite candle or oils. I'm always doing that. I mean, of course, that takes 2 seconds. Plant more plants around your home just to elevate the vibration. And maybe even have a nice little ritual meditative bath as you place your crystals and candles around it and just perhaps drop in some rose petals in your bath. Oh, by the way, so I was watching a YouTuber, an old YouTuber. I mean, not only is it an old YouTuber, and she's had YouTube for over a decade, but she's also old. She's over 100. And her YouTube is called Great Depression Cooking or something like that. And it's fascinating the type of foods that she makes. And of course, it's a relevant video at this time. But they were making dandelion salads. So it'd be interesting to also try new recipes. And I was like, a dandelion salad? I think I'm allergic to dandelions, so I might not. Or I might test it out to see if I still am, because I was when I was a kid, but I don't think I am anymore, because I do have dandelion tea, but I'm talking about a fresh pollinated dandelion, I don't know. But yeah, it's free, obviously. You just pull a dandelion weed, wash it very well, and sprinkle the dandelion leaves on the salad. Actually, double check to see what she does. I don't fully know, but I thought that was so interesting. Like, imagine the other ways, the other creative ways they made food organically from whatever they planted or whatever resources were around them. So yeah, that's just an interesting side note. And so you can get creative as well, just for fun, with recipes, with breaking. It's such a beautiful meditative mindful practice. Now, you can Google and read a whole entire list on a million things that you can do at this time, and you'll see maybe Sudoku, Tetris, reading. I mean, what a beautiful way to research and just dive into a topic you're interested, or also expand your imagination, reignite that childlike imagination with a fun fiction, or go into a wormhole researching some fun topics online. I mean, I don't even have to express these. These are obvious of what could be fun to do. But what I do highly recommend is focus on, one, really clearing your space around you with the candles, with the crystals, with the saging, and just cleaning up, giving your home a little spring cleaning. If you throw your clothes on the floor, you know, put them away, just refresh your space so you can clear some space in your environment, to clear some space in your mind. And then, of course, that's when you may feel even more inspired to begin to journal and also begin to create and dive into those creative outlets. So cleaning and then diving in, journaling and communicating with the guides, going within, releasing old energies that just no longer serve ya. And then, of course, as we've released and we've freed all of these old energies, guess what? Guess what is the most fun thing to do? Manifest. Yeah. Can we please allow ourselves to manifest at this time, as we've elevated our vibration and just remembered our worth, while we're simultaneously loving our present, because we're having so fun being present in our solitude. In this solitude space, our canvas, our blank canvas, is also this future that we get to create and manifest, and we have the time to do so. This is going to be fun. We're working with our shadows, and we're releasing a lot of things and feeling more worthy, more deserving, more able to receive and opening our hearts, letting go of all the negativity and the untruths that are just truly not true and holding us back about ourselves and the world and what we perceive. We're having that time and space to finally do this, which is awesome. Releasing the belief that is holding them back from receiving the manifestations, and recognizing that why they can't receive it is all false. But also preventing them from doing the actions. So now you have the time to take those actions. So those inner battles, those blocks, they're gone. They're released, or you're aware of them enough so they can release, and you can just recondition your thought process. So now you are manifesting, and you are writing it down. You are writing down what you truly believe and perceive now, and you are writing those affirmations, and you are stating those affirmations out loud, and you are living and breathing those affirmations that you are worthy, and you are worthy of what you're passionate about. You're worthy of what your soul and your mind has been wanting to manifest. You're so worthy of it that there's no way it's not going to happen. Just writing a list, like Lacey Phillips has talked about in this podcast, simply writing a list. Me, I'm a non-specific manifester according to my human design, which makes sense. So I keep it a little broad. I just open the door and allow it to come when it's supposed to. But some people are specific manifestors, and that's something, it might be something you intuitively know, or you want to check up on your human design and figure out what kind of manifester you are. And so you can write down specific or more vague and open things. But I'm telling you, a list, or just sharing it with the universe in written form in some way, though they already know, the universe already feels it. It just allows you to, again, transport. I'm going to use the word transport. These visions and ideas from your head and in your body out into the outer world, to allow it to manifest more opportunities your way. And then don't forget to say yes. Say yes to the opportunities, the ideas, whatever you receive. If your ego says no, go with it. If your gut says no, that's different. Perhaps meditate on it a little bit. No need to respond right away. And there are so many tools and ways to approach manifestation. there are formulas out there. I mean, Lacey Phillips, of course, has her formula. And Abraham Hicks has a simple formula, ask, believe, receive. I do resonate deeply with both in their own way. I think that Lacey has a grounded approach, which I think that's what she calls it, grounded manifestation. There's also just others that share ways, but basically what I've recognized, it's there's so much power in elevating your vibration or elevating your worthiness by releasing the old limiting beliefs. So you shift from the old paradigm to see and unveil a new paradigm of limitless possibility and trust in the universe by honestly listening to the whispers and the nudges along the way and the feelings that the universe gifts you, or you gift you, when it comes to saying yes or no to certain opportunities, but also taking a lot of inspired action for those opportunities, and yada yada. But this episode is not about manifesting and the journey of manifesting. It's about what's fun to do in isolation. So why not get carried away with manifestations? Go cram, go crazy, go cram. I was going to say go ham, go crazy. And release those limiting beliefs, elevating our worth and manifesting. I'm telling you, I also like to dance while I visualize what I want to manifest. Just saying. It's fun. It brings so much joy to me, to my soul. I truly love doing that. So I hope all of this was so helpful. Really, my intention and the goal of this was to excite you about this time of self-isolation and take advantage of this time to not only explore within yourself, but also create and even receive and be open to more ideas for potential manifestations, to be more excited about whatever's to come and be really excited about the present. As how fun is it to just simply create and dream and visualize, yada yada. It makes this soul exploration such a fun process. Because, I mean, we're releasing so much from our past, and we're also simultaneously doing what we can to stay present in the future, which also does also include work, you know, to make a living as well. So it's nice to also bring some excitement and hope into our heart with visualizations and wanting to manifest. I am for doing all the things. I love going to Eckhart Tolle to help me enjoy the present and understand the present of the present, as in the gift of the present. And I love Lacey Phillips and Abraham Hicks for their expansive and beautiful delivery on manifestation and making me recognize and feel and expand me to know it's possible. But then I also love releasing so much that I can release in order to step into my power. Feels as though it's easier to enjoy the present. Isolation is fun. Self-isolation is fun. But of course, it's so, so important to not be isolated 90% of the time, as in no communication, for your soul. And just trust me from my own personal experience. Make sure you are socializing, contact people online and FaceTime. Like, that's so important. I don't even have to express it. What I'm just emphasizing is that it does make this whole thing so much more fun, and the experience, honestly, who knows how long this will even last, right? Perhaps we'll be more free than ever, and we'll enjoy and appreciate that freedom more than ever. But I'm praying, by the way, for everybody that is affected by the coronavirus, which everyone's affected in some way, but I'm also really praying for those that contracted it. I am focused on the fact that there are more people that have it but are healing from it than dying from it. And for you, for wherever you're at, even if you are experiencing fear, I have compassion for you, and I'm sending you love, and I hope that you just take this time for yourself to even just allow yourself to escape the news for a bit and listen to your own magic within. Oh, I know one thing as well. So we've been intending on posting a retreat, but obviously the way current events are right now, it's a little hard to promise a retreat and a location. Who knows how travel's gonna be, though I have no doubt we'll all be able to sooner than we know. And with all that being said, I hope that you have a magical day. Dear Yomis, thank you so much, so much for lending your ear and taking time, valuable time for your soul to listen to this episode today. I am honored to provide this for you, and I hope something in this spoke to you and shifted you in some way. I would love to personally connect with your soul on, well, of course, IRL, but also on the Instagrams or the Facebooks. My Instagram, which I am finally active on, is at Raquel Mantra. That is spelled RAQUELLE Mantra. I'll put that in the show notes. I make sure to not only see and respond to all the comments, but also send love back to you, because why not? And then for you to also connect with me and this powerful tribe of like-minded individuals, high-vibing individuals to raise your vibrations, feel free to join us in the Your Own Magic Secret Facebook group. That will also be left in the show notes. And feel free to browse yourownmagic.life. I have some free guided meditations on there and more information about upcoming retreats and events. And of course, my offering, my service, is the Soul Tribe exclusive site, which is $44.44 USD. This is for life, for you to receive many meditations. And the most recent one was to help you reprogram your subconscious mind to see your highest potential in a hypnotic state. For example, like reprogramming your subconscious mind to see your highest potential while you're in a hypnotic state, along with others like activating your third eye or short, simple ones to ease you into your morning or alleviate anxiety, and a lot of deep imaginings, which I love to do personally, is to just visualize and expand my imagination so I can be more creative in my day. In addition to that, other soul expanding journalings to ask yourself every morning, and magic challenges and other spiritual rituals, yada yada. Anyway, I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening, and have a magical day.